Dave Lobsack from Iowa City is running for his 6th term in Congress from Iowa's 2nd District. It covers 24 counties and most of southeast Iowa, including Davenport, Muscatine, and Burlington. Lobsack's challenger is Chris Peters, a surgeon from Coralville and owner of Corridor Surgery and Vein Center. Peters ran unsuccessfully for the Iowa Senate in 2010 as a Libertarian. Now he's running as a Republican. And Lobsack says some people have been surprised by how moderate both candidates stand on several issues.
It's nice when you can have an opponent who agrees with you. I mean, that's, on some things, it's not quite as contentious in that sense.
But both Peters and Lobsack agree they have philosophical differences.
You know, I don't want to privatize Social Security. I don't want to raise retirement age. I don't want to put Medicare out there at the mercy and hand it over to the insurance companies. So, I mean, there are a lot of things that I'm talking about, and I think people, hopefully, they'll see the difference.
Peters has suggested raising the retirement age. And at their last debate, Peters argued it may be necessary to raise or eliminate the cap on Social Security taxes. Lobsack says he's open to raising the current cap. But Peters argues what sets him apart from Lobsack is his free market approach to issues, like the federal debt, which he calls a horrible inheritance for future generations, and the role of government.
I'm very much in favor of individual liberties and free markets and limited government, but I admit that government does play a vital role to make sure that the markets do operate freely, that we too take care of our most vulnerable citizens, and it takes a careful balance to achieve that.
And as a surgeon, Peter says he's especially concerned about the rising cost of health care.
And it's the single fastest growing portion of federal spending, so addressing meaningful health care reform would go a long ways toward reducing cost to everyday Iowans, small businesses, and reducing the federal debt.
Both Peters and Lobsack agree that more competition is needed in the health insurance marketplace and that reforms are necessary to make the Affordable Care Act work. And Lobsack says health care has always been one of his priorities. He criticized Iowa Governor Terry Branstad for closing 2 mental health facilities last year and says he's been able to make real progress working with both parties.
I was able to get a couple of bills through. One actually passed into law, passed both houses, and the president signed it. And this allocates money from within the budget, the existing budget, doesn't add anything to the budget, for nursing homes, skilled nursing facilities that want to upgrade their broadband so that their residents can communicate with the outside world, their families in particular, and also it can help with telehealth.
Lobsack says being on the Energy and Commerce Committee has given him a better chance of getting laws passed, and he hopes to help keep the renewable fuel standard intact. Peters worries about the government's role in the energy sector. But both Peters and Lobsack agree their main concern is how the federal government is impacting Iowans. And both have felt some effects of the presidential election. This month, Peters announced he won't support either presidential candidate.
If people are very concerned about Hillary Clinton being in the White House, I would like to be their principled and strong congressman to oppose her in anything that she puts forward that I think is unwise for the 2nd District and for America. For people that are concerned about Trump being president, my answer would be the same.
Lobsack says the presidential race has been unpredictable, and it's adding to the anxiety Iowans have felt in recent years.
I think I have a good sense of Iowans and their anxiety and their concerns about the economy. And we've had some good recovery here, but a lot of the jobs folks have aren't as good as the jobs they had before the Great Recession. They're back to work, but they're maybe not making as much money or getting as many benefits. And so there's a lot of anxiety and some downright anger out there.
With the presidential election as it is, and more than 170,000 no-party voters in Iowa's 2nd District, both Congressman Lobsack and his opponent, Peters, agree independent voters could be key in this election. I'm Sarah Ritter.